We became entrepreneurs because, more than anything, we want freedom. We want to be in control of our own schedule, income, and life. But unfortunately, that isn't always the reality of being a business owner. I'm Gillian Perkins, and I'm on a mission to take back entrepreneurship for what it's supposed to be. In every episode, I'll share with you how to get the most out of every hour you work so that you can work less and earn more. Let's get to it. As promised, today I'm going to be sharing with you the webinar strategy that has directly earned me multiple six figures. But before I get into the strategy itself, I think it's important to point out that while the webinars that I've presented with this strategy have generated a ton of revenue directly, they didn't do it on their own. They didn't single-handedly earn me this money. In other words, if I didn't have the other two necessary components of a profitable business, then I could have created and presented all the exact same webinars, but earned literally $0 instead of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, if you don't yet know what those other two components of a profitable business are, then you'll want to go back and listen to an episode I did about the three essential components of a profitable business. I'll make sure we get that episode linked in the show notes, but also you can just pop into your podcast player and scroll back to episode 190 if you want to give that episode a listen. So just keep that in mind. This webinar strategy is incredibly powerful, but it can only earn you as much as the rest of your business can support you in earning. Now, just like with last week's episode where I was talking about how it was kind of a topic that was easier to show you than to just tell you about, same thing goes for this episode. Webinars are obviously a very visual thing. I have a slide deck that goes with it. There's a lot to show you. So if you want to see the visuals for this, if you want to see inside my webinar, see what my slides look like and so on, then do check the show notes for the link to access the video breakdown of my webinar framework. There is a blog post that goes with this episode also, but there isn't as much visual in the blog post. Most of the visual is in the video. Okay, so with all of that out of the way, let's get into talking about the webinar framework itself. So let's just acknowledge the fact that webinars can be awful. Webinars can be gross. They can be slimy. They can be uncomfortable. They can be overly pushy sales presentations. I totally get that. And I've been on the wrong end of some bad webinars in my day. But here's the thing, they don't have to be that way. In fact, done right, webinars can be an incredibly helpful and positive experience for everyone involved. They truly can be a force for good. They can be a way that you can teach people a lot of really helpful information for free. You can make a positive difference in people's lives and at no cost to them. And that is really the driving idea behind our win-win webinar framework. I know what a force for good webinars can be, and I want to ensure that every presentation that I give not only earns my business money, but it also truly improves people's lives. When you get someone on a webinar, you have this unique opportunity to teach them for typically a solid hour, and that is enough time to help them make some real progress with something that they are struggling with. And further, webinars give us the power to help people around the world who we would otherwise never get the opportunity to work with. They are also the most powerful sales tactic I've ever tried. They consistently convert 5 to 20% of my leads into paying customers, just depending on what the offer is. You know, with a more expensive offer, generally you're converting a smaller amount. With a less expensive offer, generally you can convert a higher amount. But regardless of the offer, they convert the best possible percentage of people into paying customers, and they do it at scale. They can present an opportunity to hundreds, even thousands of people all at once and still have this really good conversion rate. The only tactic that I found that is more effective at selling is one-to-one sales calls, where 20 to 60% close rates are pretty typical. However, one-to-one sales calls have a huge drawback, and that is that they are way more time-consuming and costly to scale because the very nature of a one-to-one sales call is that you are only talking to one person at a time. Now, of course, you can scale them because you can hire people to do your sales calls for you, but it still is going to be more costly and more difficult to scale, much more difficult, much more costly to scale than webinars are. And so for that reason, webinars really take the cake, especially if you are looking to earn a passive income online with your business. Now, when it comes to deciding what to include in your webinar and how to structure your webinar, there is no reason to complicate things unnecessarily. In fact, we can often get the very best results with the simplest strategies. And that is exactly what I do with my webinars. My webinar framework includes just four main sections. The first one is introduce, the second is educate, the third is overcome objections, and the fourth is close. Now, in 100K Mastermind, we guide the students through pre-planning exercises that determine the best topics for their webinar, refine their marketing message, and ensure that their offer is as compelling as possible. We also cover quite a bit of important sales psychology that helps their webinars to convert as well as possible before we ever get into the webinar creation process itself. From there, we work with the students to create each of the sections of their webinar. And then once all of their content has been created, we help them put it all together, design the slide deck for their presentation, promote their webinar, present it, and much more. And if you're interested in getting some help with this process and you'd like to work with me and my team to ensure that you end up with the most powerful webinar possible, then I would love to invite you to learn more about 100K Mastermind and submit your application for our next cohort. You can do both of those things at gillianperkins.com/100K. Just type that into your browser, gillianperkins.com/100K. You can read all about the program, exactly how it works, and you can submit your application. Right now, though, let's focus in on the content of the webinar itself, going through exactly what to include in each of the four webinar sections that I mentioned a moment ago. Okay, so that first section is the introduce section. In this first part of your win-win webinar, you'll introduce yourself, you'll introduce the topic that you're teaching, why you chose this topic, and you will set expectations for the presentation. This really sets the stage for everything that follows, and I recommend doing it differently than most webinars you've probably watched. Please avoid spending the first 20 or 30 minutes of your webinar telling your story. What a snooze, right? While your story is, of course, precious, and it's also important information for building credibility and trust in what you are selling and building credibility and trust in you as an expert, your webinar registrants are there for the meat. And if you spend too much time talking about yourself at the beginning, you're going to lose a lot of people. You want to get into the teaching portion faster so that you can retain your participants' attention and retain them as participants. And then you can strategically include your story later on in the presentation, and I'll talk more about how to do that when we get to that part. But specifically, in the introduce section of your webinar, make sure you cover these points. First of all, you'll need to cover your webinar title and why you chose that topic. Second, a brief personal introduction, just so people know who you are and they're feeling comfortable. And then also the hook. Now, there are lots of different ways you can do your hook, but you want to do something to get people to really pay attention and want to keep on listening. My go-to for the win-win webinar framework, the one that I find is basically the easiest to come up with an idea for and also really effective, is to call out something that everyone thinks will give them the desired outcome and then announce that this is actually one of the biggest mistakes they can make. This will pique your attendants' curiosity and will ensure that they pay attention throughout your entire webinar. Now let's move on to webinar section number two, which is the educate section. This is the time to deliver on the promise of your webinar and teach your attendees what they signed up to learn. In this part of the presentation, you're going to cover your main points for your teaching topic, and we generally advise that people have three of them. For each of your main points, you're going to want to cover the following. First of all, what is the point? Second, why is it important? Third, what do most people do that is different than what you're suggesting? Fourth, why doesn't that work? Fifth, what should people do instead? Sixth, you'll want to offer proof that what you are suggesting works. And then finally, share a quick tip from this strategy so that the registrants can implement right away and they can start seeing some results quickly. This really helps them feel like they got something tangible to take away from the class. And so then what you're going to do is you're just going to cover all those points for each of your main points. And like I said, I recommend that you have 3 main points. Now, since the educate section of your webinar is where you provide the most value to your attendees, I recommend that you spend at least 50% or even as much as 60 or 70% of the total time of your webinar on this section. If you are doing an hour-long webinar, that means you'll want it to be at least about half an hour long. Now, the third section of your webinar is what I call overcome objections. Now, in this section, what you're going to do is include a bonus tip. One more point going above and beyond what you promised that they were going to learn at the class. So this really sets the stage for going into your offer. It's a great segue because not only is it just really putting you in a good light with the people at the webinar where they're like, wow, you know, she's really over-delivering, but also because remember, the whole point of this section of the webinar is that you're going to overcome their objections. So you are preemptively going to counter some problems that they might have with buying your product. And we'll talk more about this in just a moment. So this point, this fourth point of yours, is going to be structured very similarly to your first 3 points, but there are a few important differences. So here's the structure you can go through with this fourth point. First of all, what is the point? Second, you call out this big mistake that most people make. Third, share how this mistake was affecting you and your day-to-day life. So this is where you get to share your story, okay? Then share the turning point. What did you finally do that finally changed everything for you? Then fifth, what happened after you made the big change? And then sixth, talk about the big takeaway for your audience. How can they apply what you learned to their life? And can you see how this is the perfect segue into talking about your product? And so, yes, that takes us right into the fourth and final section of your webinar, which is what we call the close section. So in this final section of your webinar, you get to tell your audience about your product and give them the opportunity to buy it. Now, I know that this can feel tricky. It can feel really tricky to transition from teaching to selling. And most people say that they don't like being salesy. They don't like selling. They're not good at sales. But don't worry. First of all, that fourth point is going to set you up perfectly for this. Second, you really don't have to be, quote, good at sales to do this part well. Just keep it simple. Trust the process. Be honest. I find that that works wonders. And focus on showing the webinar participants how you can help them. And when you do that, it really will be easy and it will be much more comfortable than you would ever expect. So here's a breakdown of how you can do this. And when I said trust the process, this is the process I'm talking about. Trust these steps. If you follow these steps, really, it's going to be a lot more comfortable than you would think. So the first step is to recap what you taught them so far. So what I like to do for this typically is I'll use just the slide I used near the very beginning of the webinar when I listed the different things they were going to learn. So I just pop that slide up again. It's got my list of 3 points plus my 4th bonus point. And I just go through and I remind them the impact of each of those points or the main takeaway from each of those points. Then you'll want to ask them what they found most useful. That's step number 2. Then step number 3 is to ask them if they are interested in learning more about how you can help them get the result they're looking for. This is one of the things that makes this selling process so much more comfortable than you would think. It's called permission marketing. You are asking them if they want to learn more. You're asking them if they are interested in finding out about your product. And when they say yes, what else are you going to do but tell them about it, right? And so that brings you into step 4, which is to introduce your product. Step 5 is to share how your product works. Sometimes this is called the plan. Basically, you want to break down just exactly like how your product gets them the result they want. Step 6 is to tell them about any bonuses that are included with your product. And yes, I do recommend that you do include some bonuses. These can be really, really powerful for countering objections. So for example, if a common objection that people give you is that they don't have time to use your product, well, you can create a bonus that helps them get the results faster somehow. You know, maybe it's an accelerated strategy, maybe it's a time management system, maybe it's some productivity hacks that relate specifically to your product. So that's just one little example of how you can use bonuses to counter. They also help your product to seem even more valuable, in fact, to be even more valuable, which makes people more okay with spending money on it. So then you move on to step 7, which is where you share how much the product actually costs. Then step 8 is to sweeten the deal with additional free bonuses. So don't give them all away at first. Share a couple of them, then share the price. Okay, it looks like a great deal. Then sweeten the deal. It kind of pushes people over the edge where they already were thinking, yeah, I want that. Yeah, it seems like a great deal. You add these extra bonuses and they're like, oh my goodness, now this is a crazy deal. So then you move on to step 9, which is where you share your guarantee. Step 10 is your final big call to action, where you really talk to them about, like, do you really want this? Here's what you're going to get out of it. Here is what you need to do to sign up. Go to this webpage right now, that sort of thing. Step 11 is to thank everyone for attending your webinar. And then step 12 is to do a Q&A with the audience. So there you have it. Those are the broad strokes of the win-win webinar framework. It is a game changer because it allows you to spend the bulk of your webinar time teaching, giving your audience tons of value, while at the same time generating a really impressive number of sales. In fact, most of our 100K Mastermind students are able to get a 10 to 20% conversion rate with their webinars using this strategy. But done right, this webinar strategy will not only make you a ton of money, it will also help your audience so much that they leave your webinar very glad they attended and an even bigger fan of yours than ever before. Now, of course, if you have any questions at all about the win-win webinar framework or how you can implement it in your business, do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can always reach me at contact@gillianperkins.com, and we'd be more than happy to help you out. And if you are interested in working together with us to get this implemented in your business, then like I said before, you can just go to gillianperkins.com/100K, and you can read all about the 100K Mastermind program, how it works, and how you can get the 100K method implemented in your business. And there's a button on that page that says apply. You just click that button, you fill out a form to tell us a little bit about your business, your goals for your business, where you're at with it right now. And then we will follow up with you within 48 business hours to let you know if you are a good fit for the program. I am super excited for the cohort that we have gearing up to start in just a few months. I would love to have you be a part of it. So don't sit on this. If you are thinking about joining 100K Mastermind, if you know you want the 100K method in your business, get yourself over to gillianperkins.com/100K. Get us your application and we'll start this conversation. Okay, well, that's everything for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. Here's to your success, and I'll be back again next week.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Work Less, Earn More. Now, here's what I want you to do next. Take a screenshot of this episode you're listening to right now and share it out on your Instagram stories. And when you do, make sure you tag me at Gillian Z. Perkins so I can see you're listening. Sharing on stories is going to help more people find this podcast so they too can learn how to build their business in a way that allows them to work less and earn more. And if you really love the show, head over to Apple Podcasts right now and leave Work Less, Earn More a review to give it a boost and help even more people find it. Okay, let's wrap this up. I'm Gillian Perkins, and until next week, stay focused and take action.